Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. Today we are taking stock and celebrating some of our firsts.
Yeah, it's been kind of strange because any of you who are on Facebook know that, you know, there's like a memories function, so you can look back on this day, things that you posted and important events. And so I always look at that, just kind of see, you know, if there's anything interesting or just to remember where we've been. So over the years, December and January and February have been really important times for us to make decisions about our business.
We have really enjoyed taking a look at those things because you know how when you are just doing, you know, doing your thing day after day, and we're doing a lot of forward planning, things for this upcoming season, still working on our courses, all of that. It's been nice to look back and see where we've come from and the things that we have accomplished over the past, I don't know, what is it, about 6 years or so?
Yeah, it's been about 6 years that we first went to market. And that kind of, you know, a little bit before that, I think it was in January of the year before we went to market for the first time, we took the farmers market courses. And I think that was at through the extension,
it was.
I believe, for that we took those courses just to learn, you know, like what color tents they recommend. We knew nothing at
well,
all.
And where to place your tables, how to display product.
We had no idea. We had been to a few markets.
Right, how to find pricing for product.
Yeah.
It was a lot to learn.
It was a whole lot. Yeah, it was a whole lot to learn. Just recently, I saw a picture of the first garden that we had for market, and then that made me remember where I've come from with gardening. And I remember the very first garden that I did myself and how pathetic that was. And when we built our home, I had the weediest, nastiest garden spot out anywhere at the farm.
Well, you were occupied with moving and moving plants from the old house
and working.
Right.
So but it was pathetic.
But when you look at what you have now.
Yeah.
And what it has grown into, that's just got to be just such a great feeling.
Yeah. We have grown now. The last count I had, I think we have about 24 gardens.
Very cool.
Crazy? Now, some of them are small spaces, but you can grow a lot in a small space, which we'll talk about that in our courses. And we have two orchards now, and we just keep expanding those food growing areas.
That's one thing that I have learned in living with a gardener, is they are always looking to add space to grow.
Isn't that crazy?
I think it's fun.
And then in July, I'll be like, who wanted all these gardens to tend to? But I do love it.
Absolutely. So looking back at that first garden and where you're at now, just that has been like a really fun adventure. Another first was I had published a first cookbook. As I look back at that, and I think about what I put out there, I'm proud of the effort and I'm proud of the desire to publish books. But the quality of that was really not good.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, that was also about 6 years ago, kind of when this business was kind of birthing.
And, right.
The vision for it became more and more clear. Not where we're at now for sure, but instead of just waiting, we kind of took a leap of faith and you put the book out there. And We recently saw a picture of that, and it really looks a little bit sad compared to today.
Absolutely is sad. And it's, of course, no longer available. It was an ebook and a short collection of recipes. I have since reworked that, and the bones of that became Simply Delicious. And we went for a professional cover. It's available in both print and digital. So a lot of improvements, even just in the quality of my writing, the quality of what I produce. So,
and the picture. I had taken the picture that was on the cover, and at the time we thought that looked really good. Wow, it was really kind of fuzzy, and
yeah,
the food was delicious. I remember it was like absolutely a potato soup. It was really good. You know, I would remember something silly like that. But the photo quality was awful. So
we've come a long way.
And, you know, we went ahead and put that out there, and it was a beginning. And now you have published 3 books and have written for probably at this point hundreds of articles.
You've right. been
published in both in print and well-known magazines, and also online magazines, and come a long way from that.
And I think for me, the lesson in that is just go ahead and step out there and start doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, at first it may stink, but that's where you start to grow, and that's how you learn. And I know that what I put out now, someday I will look back on these and think, wow, I can do so much better. And so every step, every book, every bit of growth is just a stepping stone to the next place.
Yeah, and we continue to learn more. We try to take courses and read as much as we can to do better still. My gardens have a long way to go. I will never know it all. What I have learned, I like to share with other people so maybe they can avoid some of the traps and problems that I have encountered.
And those are the kinds of things that we're pulling together in the course that we're building about gardening. And we are really ramping up our production schedule for that. We've done a lot of videos. I am well into editing and posting those, and I see a release of that in the very near future. Within, I'm hoping, the next couple of weeks, we're really going to be able to offer that to the public.
And this week we've had the opportunity, because I started our first round of seeds, so we have about 500 plants started. I know that sounds like a lot, but it's really not, because we will put a lot of those in our own gardens, and we'll sell some, we'll give some away. If the seeds do like it seems like they're going to, because several of those, almost all the tomatoes are already up, most of them were up in 2 to 3 days, if they continue to thrive like they have started, it may get to the point you drive by the farm and you get a free tomato plant. I don't know. But right now they're doing well. That doesn't always mean that, you know, they're going to continue to thrive, but I'm happy so far. So we've been able to do some live at the time. As I was starting seeds, you were taking video of some of that process.
And those are the kinds of things and information that we will have available as part of this course. And a lot of what we've learned about starting to be market vendors, and now we've transitioned to pretty much everything at home, although we're not ruling out attending occasional markets here and there. But that first market we attended was 6 years ago this
yes.
year. And you've seen some pictures of that recently,
yeah, I think
too.
I've posted some of those and how pathetic our setup looked. We had a little bit of produce, not much, because again, it was from that garden that was mostly weeds. But we did have some produce, and you had scones.
Right.
And we didn't know if those would sell. And we were sold out very quickly. And we look at the amount of scones that we baked, you baked, I packaged. Compared to what we do today, it's unbelievable. It looked pathetic. We had one single tent and I think three tables. We had beak balm, one flavor of beak balm, and that was it. And it was kind of a sad offering. We had cat toys, I guess.
Right. And I think we tripled our scone production during that time. We continue to grow our baked goods offering, our cottage foods. All of that just is continuing to grow and expand. And we have a good base now of both understanding what we can do and what our local area is interested in buying.
And that's what's really important. You know, what need are you meeting? What are you willing to do? Because one of the things that I always caution new businesses is to not do exactly what someone else is doing. Because it's good to learn from others, but you have a specific vision. And I think one of the things early on that we tried is, you know, we were trying to do some of the same things that other businesses were doing. We saw that as successful, and it was.
Right.
But it wasn't our vision.
And when you go to markets, you will find everybody has tomatoes in tomato season. And most people have sweet corn. A lot of people have baked goods of different kinds. But as you look at that, figure out what is your place in that and what can you provide that is different. Maybe it's the same product, but in a different size package. We tend to specialize in smaller packages or smaller vegetables, kind of the baby eggplant and things like that.
Right. Yeah. I'm willing to grow those that a lot of growers who have much larger areas that they're managing don't really want to grow those sort of things. But that's kind of become what I like to do. We do a lot of double cropping. We do a lot of cool weather and then put in like tomatoes after those are harvested. So I'm really happy to do those shorter season crops and then, you know, put in something new. And I guess maybe it's some because I'm ADD. I don't know. But I think that's really kind of where we found our niche. And everyone has a place at the market.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter if you're selling the same thing that someone else does. You still have a place. But find what is your niche.
And that's what we've done really all along. And you kind of build a base and then you build off of that and you grow and expand. But when you were talking about the double cropping, those are the kinds of things that as the season progresses, we'll be adding information and details about how you do that into the course. And it will continue to build throughout the season. So more information to come on that, I promise. This time of year, we also started our podcast. I think we're coming up on the third anniversary.
Yes.
We'll have a big blowout podcast episode when we hit that third year anniversary. I think it's coming up early February. And the other thing that we did kind of over these winter months several years ago was get the Merck building.
Yeah, we did. And that was another step of faith. And we decided that we were going to try a little, well, it started out as a small space that we would sell some of our balms and possibly some baked goods and jam. I don't know what we were really thinking, but it was going to be just a very small space and it was mostly going to be a garage, basically.
Right. And have some storage. We were at a position where we needed more storage on the farm. And then we'd just take the front of this and make it a nice little storefront. And yeah, that has grown to the point where all of the storage stuff got kicked out and we had to get another storage building for that.
Yeah, so we have a little store now.
And now we have that entire building as the Mercantile. And if you haven't been here, we will be open this summer, in the spring and fall. We'll be announcing those dates, but you need to come see it. It's fun to have that little store.
It's a cute little building, and we did all the finish work. We ordered the building, and you know, we ordered it mostly for storage, but you know, it has, that has, that was a step of faith to put this building, which we didn't know at the time what it was going to turn into, but it's exactly what we needed. And you know, you just really need to follow those, and you know, we've said several times that we have covered everything that we're doing in prayer, and we you know, just need to take those leads.
And this has been an episode of Celebrating Firsts, as we look back over the kinds of things that we do in the winter and celebrating those things that we started, stepping out and starting things, and then see where they go and see where they grow. So it's been fun, and we are continuing to grow, and we have lots and lots of new ideas to put into practice.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and it's fun to look back, but it's more fun to look forward.
That's right.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.